This is GQDN for Thursday, November the 10th, 2022. Brought to you today by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we will talk about a new PC game bundle, some Battlefield 2042 news, Nintendo download happened. But we begin today with a little bit of sobering news, I guess. Forbes.com did report that some people who got their God of War Collector's Edition are missing the game. So, some people did open their box, and what they found was the figurines were there, the dice was there, but the steelbook was not there, including the game code. So, what did happen? Well, there has been some shipping issues that has gone on with the game itself, because they were trying to push these contents out the door. And what happens when you do something like that? You make mistakes, and mistakes were indeed made. Now, there is a Twitter quote here just as an example here, by Kalian at Good Morning, quote, "Open my big boy edition of God of War and it doesn't have the steelbook or the game code anywhere. Pain." That would be very awful indeed. Now we'll get on to some other news. And, Google Stadia refunds are now being processed. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com. And Google Stadia have started the refunds. So you should be getting a check soon, or a digital refund from Google if you bought their device. So have fun with that. You can put that money to good use somewhere. And I'll give some ideas there later. Because from GameSpot.com, the Game Awards has announced a collaboration, words are hard, with Discord, including a new award. At the Game Awards did say on Twitter, "We're excited to announce a multi-faceted partnership with Discord for the Game Awards. Vote for the nominees in TGA Discord server. Watch TGA Live in the server with Watch Together, AMA stage fun featuring special guests, special community support award." So there is indeed that, which means voting may be only in Discord. Right now in their Discord, the Game Awards voting is under construction, so you won't be able to do anything until all of that can happen when it's all done. Though they do have one event posted in their Discord, and you know what that is, the Game Awards. So we shall see what happens. Now we go to some games. And there's going to be a lot of talk about games here in the back half of the show, which is what we're in, including Destructoid's article about WrestleQuest will be coming to consoles in May 2023. Now there's a video up on YouTube about that WrestleQuest, including the announced date. And once again, it's all pixel. So you will have the likes of the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Coco Beware, Jake the Snake Roberts, the Road Warriors, Sergeant Slaughter, and Andre the Giant. Jeff Jarrett is rumored to be in the mix. So we'll see if there's a guitar involved or not, like what it was there last night for EW Dynamite. But that said, we shall see how that goes, because WrestleQuest was done on the Nintendo Indie World Showcase. So, we'll see what happens there. The rest of Nintendo Download did have Rogue Legacy 2. And that means a lot of games, people. I'm not going to announce them all here, because there's just a lot. But you have Smurfs Kart, you have Sausage Wars, Multiverse Pool, Paper Bad, Police Sim 22, It's Kooky, Godlike Burger, Chalk Gardens, Brain Memory, Atari 50, the anniversary celebration. Just a lot of different games. So yeah, go and check that out. You can also check out your Epic Game Store because, well, they did reveal some two free games. This is brought to us by DualShockers.com. And the games are Dark Deity and Evil Dead the Game. So you won't have to worry about storage space because downloading the games is not required to claim them. So both games will be available to download at any time. All you have to do is just pick them up. Okay. So it is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with those two. Hey, it's free stuff. Well, but if you already have this one, you know that Season 3 is coming because Eurogamer.net did say Battlefield 2042 could be coming to EA Play and Game Pass Ultimate as well. But they weren't just talking about that. They were talking about some new weapons, including Bad Company 2, XM8, and Battlefield 3's A91, plus a Battle Pass. Break out your pocketbooks, people. Break out your wallets. Here we go. So, Breakaway's overhaul will be included in the 3.2 update. Manifest Revamp will be available in the 3.1 update. 3.2 will also have the arrival of some dice specialists and class revamps. So, we shall see what happens there. Now we go to another Eurogamer title, and that is American Truck Simulator has the Texas expansion next week. And I was watching the video as I was filling out the notes for today's show, and oh boy, this looks, and it does. You got the interstate highways going into the cities. You have the desert, of course. You gotta have a good old Texas desert in a video game. Two lanes, four lanes, the different types of scenery that goes on. Cities look nice. Just, guys, if you have Truck Simulator, America Truck Simulator, get Texas. Bring it on, son, bring it on. We will end today with GameSpot.com, and there's a new mystery PC game bundle that includes 7 Steam games for $10. Now, this is Fanatical's 10th birthday bash celebration. And the retailer is running a special mystery bundle where you can pay what you want for a grab bag of mystery PC games. So the bundle is on a sliding scale, starting for game key at $1 and 10 keys for $7. So if you're going to purchase a random mystery key, well, there's no way to tell you what games you're going to get. It's all by random. So we will indeed see what happens here. Have fun. $10. But there's also a chance to win a $100 spending spree in every bundle you buy. Really? I might have to load up my Steam later and just to see what goes on there. And by the way, if you're loading up your Steam, Go load up your Twitter and go check us out at Group Quest. I'm at Joe Brums, and we are also at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news and bundles, man. Bundles. Well, that means I should go play some games. So should you.